For decades, the patriots of Eastern Europe fought against communism. Despite the threat of imprisonment and near total censorship, they continued to speak out. They called themselves dissidents. Ultimately, they prevailed against tremendous odds. Now, at long last, American patriots are speaking out against the forces that are destroying this country. This program is the voice of those patriots. This is American Dissident Voices. Your host is Kevin Alfred Strom.
I have been very critical of multiracialism on this radio program. I have stated unequivocally that white people have suffered since our rulers decided that we must live and work among blacks and other non-white races and give them subsidies and preferences which our working people cannot afford to give. I have stated unequivocally that racial separation is the only solution, and it is. But none of these statements or the beliefs behind them mean that I wish harm to come to those of other races, or that violent conflict is necessary between them. It is only the philosophy of multiracialism which forces the races together unnaturally and largely against their will, which guarantees conflict between the different nations forced to live under the same government. It may well be that, given their freedom and centuries to work out their destiny, blacks will strike a balance between their nature, nature herself, and a societal structure that keeps their sizable criminal and subnormal elements in check. I only know that such a structure is not our structure, and that we can never achieve our destiny in the stars while still tied to a people that has yet to solve the problem of civilizing themselves on Earth. Neither race can go in the direction it needs to go while the Jewish media have us joined at the leg. In that spirit, let me read you an amazing and surprising letter I received from a black activist in Indiana who I will refer to by his pen name Harambe. I have edited his words slightly for on-air clarity, but the meaning and thoughts are his own. Harambe writes, "Dear American Dissident Voices, greetings. Since you are probably wondering who I am and why I, a black man, am writing to you, I believe that introductions are first in order. My name is Harambe. I am a representative of that 13% of my people, the black nation, who have awakened to the truth that we must have our own nation or perish. I write to you in goodwill as a representative of your people who has also awakened to the same truth. It is my desire in writing this letter not only to give a sense of support and encouragement, but also to hopefully open some eyes, clear some minds, and shed some light on what we are really all involved in. Most people involved in the racial separatist movement don't really understand what forces they are up against and how powerful those forces are. By the same token, most people in the movement don't realize the ultimate goal of the fight, how powerful we can be, and how the movement fits into a grander scheme of reality. When the Creator created human beings, He did not create them all alike. The Creator divided the human family into 5 different nations: the black nation, the brown nation, the yellow nation, the red nation, and the white nation. Each of these nations were different and distinct, both in appearance and in their inner natures. Therefore, the Creator set out different and distinct land areas where these nations developed and which they inhabited. In other words, what we had at the very outset of human habitation on this planet was racial separation. Each nation was living among its own, living and evolving at the rate and in the manner that the Creator intended. But today, many have forgotten the Creator's way of racial separation, and an evil group is using all its might and wealth to convince us that racial mixing is natural and good, contrary to our inner wisdom and knowledge of nature and its Creator. These evil ones control most major world governments today, as well as the popular mass media and worldwide financial institutions. They have rejected the spirit of the Creator and sold their souls for immediate power. This bargain has corrupted their inner natures. Tragically, more than half of the world's people blindly follow and accept what the evil ones teach through their television, movies, newspapers, and government puppets. But there still are a significant number of people of all races who have not lost contact with their Creator. These people are in tune with their inner wisdom, with the laws of nature and the order of the universe. These people know the difference between light and darkness, and they will fight and resist the evil ones. It is my belief that these people, racial separatists of all races, are the real chosen people, chosen to fight this battle for nature's way on planet Earth. Racial separatists will rule the world when the evil ones are defeated, as they must be. The racial mixing ideas of the evil ones are a sick perversion of the eternal laws of nature. They are leading us down a road that leads straight to hell. We all know what kind of filthy rule we now live under. Racial integration is against the very laws of God and nature. The races were originally separated, and we couldn't have evolved our diverse natures any other way. Proof of this can be found in history and in the discoveries of archaeologists. Once you are awakened to the truth about race, you can read between the lines of the science news items in the media to see the implications that the commentators and columnists purposely fail to mention. The fact that the races are naturally different has been backed up by the findings of scientists of all races and all ages. Racial integration has always led to violent, destructive conflicts. Why? Because it is against nature and against the natural laws of God. That's why. So what must we awakened ones, we racial separatists, do now? First of all, we must come to realize the great importance of this fight and movement in which we are involved. We are involved in a war that pits the natural against the unnatural, a war that pits order against disorder, a war that pits the light of truth against the darkness of falsehood. Today, only a minority are on the right side. Each race must concentrate on regaining the inner wisdom of their natures, and then must live in accordance with that nature. Each race must reclaim its history from the twisted lies of the evil ones who say that race doesn't matter, and besides, it doesn't exist. Integration and the clash of cultures have crippled our knowledge of ourselves and of the true workings of life in the universe. Remember, the first two laws of nature are self-preservation and self-improvement. The evil ones have twisted these around to mean greed and materialism. We must remain ever vigilant not to fall victim to their lies. We racial separatists are the last hope for saving our peoples from destruction, due to the unnatural laws promulgated by the evil ones. What is an unnatural law? It is any law that doesn't lead to the physical, mental, and spiritual evolution of a specific people. Wake up to the fact that peoples don't evolve together. They can only evolve apart. evolve separately in different directions according to their nature. That has always been the Creator's way. The lion doesn't live or evolve with the wolf. Each has gone and will continue to go their separate ways. Yoking them together would mean death for both. Examples of the unnatural ways of the evil ones include integration, interracial sex and marriage, homosexuality, recreational drug use, and abortion. Our fight is for the continued evolution of mankind upon this earth. Racial separatists of all races are the future rulers of this planet, God's elite. This elite exists among every race. We must do everything in our capacity to cooperate in our fight against the true enemies of mankind, the evil ones who would destroy the races that the Creator caused to evolve upon this planet. We must not fight among ourselves. None can stand against us if we stand together as we should in this battle for our respective freedoms. We are representatives of God. We must not be sidetracked and knocked off the path by indulging in idleness or irrelevant squabbles or compromises with the enemy. We must focus completely on the goal of racial separation. As I mentioned at the beginning of this letter, I am a representative of the Black Nation. I am writing to you and others, hoping that perhaps we can begin a correspondence with each other. I have read some of your literature, and I chose you because you break the negative stereotype that the evil one's media places on all racial separatists. We need more people like you to fight for racial separation. I am seeking to spread my truth to all who will take the time to listen. I know that many of my race and yours are blind and deaf by nature, but that does not bother me. I am only concerned with reaching the elite who can understand these truths and who will lead the rest to freedom despite themselves. Some who hear me are of that elite, although they might not know it yet. Please don't hesitate to contact me. Sincerely, Harambe. End of letter. If anyone wants to contact Harambe, I will be happy to pass along his address. There you have an example of an intelligent black man who has figured out the game of death that the enemies of life want us to play. If such men were guiding the destiny of black people, there would be no necessary conflict between our two races. May we all do everything we can to bring about the dawn of such a day on planet Earth.
This is American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
Do you know what a search engine is? Do you know what the internet is? If you care about the survival of your people, I think you'd better find out and use this amazingly powerful, easy, and inexpensive way to reach out and spread our message of hope and progress to the millions who are now connected via their computers to this new medium, a medium in which, at least for the present, our message has the potential for equal time and equal access to any other message. For well under $1,000, it is now possible to purchase an IBM-compatible personal computer that will sit on a small desktop and which will allow you complete and unrestricted access to the Internet. The internet is not only a place where you can access information resources thousands of times greater than even government agencies had access to a few years back, but it is also a place where you can place your own information where others can access it. That's right. Just as NBC or Mobil Oil have pages on the World Wide Web, which anyone interested in what they have to say can read, you too can have a page or pages on the web. Unlike broadcasting on radio or television, no license is required. Unlike broadcasting or television or publishing, no large investment is required in equipment, and very little specialized knowledge is required. Plenty of 10-year-olds are on the net. You can be on the net, too. Unlike buying time on broadcast stations, the fees can be as little as $15 or $20 a month for unlimited access and your own homepage on the web, with all the software you need to navigate the net and publish on the net thrown in for free. With trivial exceptions, on the net, there is no gatekeeper. You can say what you want, and millions will be able to read what you say. And here is the amazing part. The part that scares the pants off the censors of political correctness and frightens the hell out of the Jewish media. When a user of the internet is searching for information on, say, racial differences or Jewish history, the information that you have posted on the internet, your information, is given equal billing with what the ADL has to say, or what CBS has to say, or what the government has to say. When a user looks at the results of his search for information, your documents are listed in the same typeface, the same size, and have exactly the same accessibility as the other documents. One click, and he can read what you have to say. He can read our side and the other side and make up his mind without having Larry King or Ted Koppel or Mike Wallace or some other Jew interpret or edit what we have to say. The playing field has been leveled, and the information elites don't like it one little bit. That is the real reason why they are trying to form coalitions with well-meaning but very misguided fundamentalist Christians who are fighting pornography on the net. The Jewish information meisters don't give a damn about pornography, of course. They've been pushing and promoting the sickest pornography imaginable for decades. And they know that the deluded Judeo-Christians will never be able to put them out of that business, or any other, as long as those Christians refuse to face up to the racial and Jewish questions. The reason they formed that coalition was because the Jewish elites want to set a precedent for censorship of the net. Once they can censor pornography, then they can censor other things. The precedent will have been set. They formed that coalition because the Jewish elites aren't strong enough to strangle the internet by themselves. It's just too big, and there are too many people empowered by its capabilities and making a fortune off that empowerment for them to stop it by themselves. So they have roped some basically decent but unsuspecting citizens into helping them get the censorship they want. But the Jews are going to fail. And you are going to be a part of making them fail. Get a 486 or better Windows PC. Get the free or inexpensive Netscape program. And pay an internet service provider $20 or so per month. Just do it. The computer dealer and your access provider will hold your hand and help you all the way through the process. And dozens of helpful books on the net are available from most libraries and bookstores. Get going. The internet consists of many parts, but all of them involve sending words and pictures from one computer to another. Communicating on the internet is very much like sending letters, reading magazines. It really is that simple. Except, Instead of the words and pictures being on a piece of paper, they are on your computer screen. And instead of having to deal with writing, printing, folding, and using the post office, the words and pictures can be sent almost instantly and effortlessly. Furthermore, you can find dozens or hundreds of public statements and articles on almost any subject in a few seconds by using what is called a search engine. The fastest growing part of the Internet is called the World Wide Web. Using the World Wide Web is much like reading an illustrated magazine. By using a search engine, you can find all the articles on, say, birdhouses, or Mozart, or World War II, or even a particular battle, or virtually anything, even the most obscure thing, in a matter of seconds. You can read these articles right then and there, or save them for later reading. Or if you don't care about using up some trees that took 50 years to grow, you can print them out on paper and read them anywhere, or pass them out to your computerless friends. The organization behind this program, the National Alliance, has a lot of free information on our websites. Every location and every message on the Internet has an address. And the addresses of our web pages are www.natvan.com and www.natall.com. That's www.natvan.com and www.natall.com. Type them in once, and you can save them in a bookmark file. So the next time you want to access our hundreds of articles, all you have to do is click a single button. It really is that simple. And it isn't much more complicated to have your own World Wide Web pages. Usually, the company that provides your Internet access, which should run you $20 a month or so in most areas, will provide you with space for a World Wide Web page or pages for no additional charge. Place your own material there. Utilize material that we can provide you, and link with other like-minded individuals who also have racial separatist homepages. Linking is one way that the World Wide Web is different from reading a paper magazine. Web pages can include links, which look just like underlined text in the article, but when clicked on with your computer's mouse button, can instantly transport you to other documents or sites that relate to the underlined subject. When we link our web pages with other like-minded pages, when we mirror their best material at our sites, we create an information infrastructure that transcends national borders, government censorship, or the whims of any one commercial enterprise, like an internet service provider that might be subject to organized Jewish pressure. As much as they'd like to, they can't turn us off or shut us up. Another important part of the Internet is email. Email, or electronic mail, is just like regular mail, in that you can send words and pictures to anyone you choose, except that no paper and no postage and virtually no delays in delivery are involved. It makes letter writing fast and easy. It is easy to respond to your mail. All you have to do is hit a button or two, type your response, and it is on its way. Furthermore, you can be added to mailing lists if you so desire. There is, for example, a mailing list that I maintain for those who want to receive American Dissident Voices articles in their electronic mailboxes. Just drop me a line at my email address and I'll put you on the list for free. For those of you with email capability already, write me a note at ka_strom@ix.netcom.com. That's ka_strom@ix.netcom.com. We are making a tremendous effort on the radio and on the Internet. To awaken our people via the Internet, we have taken the strategy of giving away much of our information and publications for free. That means that your monetary support is more important than ever. Please send us today whatever you think our efforts are worth, as much as you can afford. We desperately need it. We need it more than ever before. All those who send us $50 or more this week will receive our radio offer number one, a signed copy of our huge book, The Best of Attack and National Vanguard, containing the very best articles from our patriotic newspaper from over a 12-year period, personally autographed for you by the paper's editor and principal author and chairman of the National Alliance, Dr. William Pierce. Please specify exactly how you would like Dr. Pierce to inscribe your book and send $50 or more to National Vanguard Books. Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. Remember to ask for radio offer number one. International listeners may send international postal money orders or international reply coupons. Until next time, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you that the next time you look at the night sky, think of Orion. Our race is our nation.
You've been listening to American Dissident Voices,
a beacon of truth for patriotic Americans and for patriots of our Western civilization around the world.
American Dissident Voices depends upon the voluntary support of its listeners to stay on the air.
Please send the largest gift you can afford today.
Send $1 for a book and tape catalog listing over 300 titles that the controlled media don't want you to see.
Our overseas listeners can substitute two international reply coupons for the $1. For a gift of $12 or more, you can receive a high-fidelity cassette recording of today's program.
Please give us the call letters of this station, the subject of the program, and today's date.
Write to National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, Post Office Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
And until the next broadcast, this is Richard Cotton reminding you, as always, freedom is not free, free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
This program is pre-recorded and comes to you from the United States of America.